Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is Bo Morgan. You know, they do call me Big Papa Squid. Even the Colonel. That's right. We have the Colonel wearing sleeves today. Mr. Mark Zeno is joining us. And we have the First Lady of Baseball. She's smiling bigly as usual. Yeah, I used it again. This time I remember it. Our resident vegan, the tofu queen. And we throw a little sprinkle of a Dylon here in the mix. And it takes all of us combined to make the morning shift. Happy tailgate at home and Father's Day weekend, guys.
Good morning. Yeah, before we get into anything, happy early Father's Day to the both of you. Mark, thank you so much for coming back. We didn't scare you off last week.
No, but I heard Bo say from yesterday's show, bleep you, New York, I'm not really sure I want to be here anymore.
Well, I mean, there's a door. If you want to, you can walk out it.
But I mean, I'll still get paid, theoretically.
No, you only get paid for this hour. We can't pay you for the rest.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, that might cover the parking.
Well, are there any big plans for Father's Day this weekend?
All-star baseball with the kids.
Very cool.
How's that going, by the way, Mark?
You know, when you have 13 10-year-olds, there's a lack of focus and discipline that doesn't sit well with me, including my own children. So,
well, first off, they are 10-year-olds.
I don't really give a rip.
Secondly, two of them are also yours, so I think you should have a little more understanding.
No, I'm harder on those two than I am anybody else.
Well, no, I get that, but you should also understand why they are the way they are. I mean, you're their dad. So they don't have, you know, they don't have paying attention. It's probably more of you than
no. They get that from their mother. I think you know that.
Oh no! How did I know you were going to go there?
Oh, you put it on the tee. What was I not supposed to do? Hit it?
You know, you just can't play nice.
Bo, what are you doing for Father's Day this weekend?
Well, I have our Father's Day event tonight at
Lazy Dog.
Yeah, Lazy Dog Pub. I'll be there, and so you'll see me there if you're coming to that. And I think I'm going to try to get out to see my parents at some point tomorrow. And Sunday, my only goal, is to watch the combination of the Braves, Rockies, the U.S. Open final round, and the NASCAR road race in Mexico. So I'll probably have both TVs and the iPad going. That's my dream day on Sunday. It's my dream day every Sunday, honestly, is to watch golf, Braves, and NASCAR during the summer. So that's what I hope to do this weekend. Whether that happens or not, we'll see.
We'll see. There is a lot going on. And I know since this time yesterday, since we left, there have been a lot of things hitting the headlines. So let's go around the room, see what everyone wants to talk about today. Bo, you start us off.
Bryce Elder will continue to dazzle tonight because some people that don't wear sleeves regularly doubt him.
I think that's aimed at you, Mark. What do you want to talk about today, Mark?
I mean, all I said was that I think there's going to be a lot of runs scored, and Colorado got to him last time.
Do your headline, Mark. Come on. Follow the rules, or Ali will not be happy.
Okay. The least surprising headline I saw this morning when I got up, that Antonio Brown is wanted on attempted murder charges.
Oh, like, goodness. Goodness.
I mean, you know, when I got that I got out of bed, looked at the notification on my phone, like, oh. Well, that's not surprising.
Dylan, what's your headline today?
The Oklahoma City Thunder haven't lost back-to-back games in 2 months, and they're not going to start tonight.
Ooh.
Amen. I'm tired of this Pacers team.
Let me tell you something. Oh, okay, here we go. That was a Pacers stat, by the way.
Ding.
Thank you, because the first one, no one dinged me on.
You snuck the first one in there. I usually catch them all.
I didn't hear the first one.
You must have sneakily stuck that in there.
Well, sneakily?
Sneakily snuck that in there.
There we go.
Had I mispronounced a word, you guys would have been all over it. So, I mean, or, you know, said it. I mean, it's funny what you guys hear and don't hear on this show.
Well, we're going to get to everything that we do need to talk about today. At 6:20, we're going to cover the U.S. Open and preview the Braves-Rockies series. Let's get into a little bit of Falcons talk right now, though. We've been going over everything that's coming out of Falcons minicamp this week. And here is a cut from Raheem Morris about Divine Diablo taking on a big role this season.
His athleticism stands out. It's been unique. His length stands out, which has been unique. And really, you know, him keying and diagnosing behind the ball, probably a lot better than we thought. And I'm really fired up to see that. And really, again, man, once you get into training camp, you get a chance to see some of the physical tools that you loved on tape come to life. And he's done such a nice job of putting his role and putting his stamp on it. Him and Caden has developed a really nice, calm, demeanor linebacker relationship, which is very important. You know, those guys being your quarterback of the defense. Those guys both have shown like they're capable of either one of them being a green dot, which you don't know about a person until you're around them because of their style of play. You know, some guys don't like the green dot because they like to just go ham, talk a little trash across the ball, right? Some guys like to lead in that cerebral world, and these two guys are both in that cerebral type of world that they play the game, again, from the neck up. But I've been really pleased with what he's done, Divine. I've been really pleased with the character, really pleased in how he's fit into our football team. I've been really pleased how our locker room has accepted him and brought him in and really embraced him, and it's been fun to watch those guys.
Well, he is all up on Divine right there, but what do you guys think? Who's going to be the bigger X factor between Diablo and Troy Anderson this season?
Well, real quick, I want to clarifying, I know I'm sure Mark knows this, but I assume most of our audience does too. A green dot means that's the guy with the radio in this helmet. Mm-hmm. So that's the guy that the defense is being called into. So the DC or whoever is on the headset calling plays directly into that. That's the guy that's calling the defense basically on the field. So it's a pseudo leadership type like role. So the fact that he's talking about Divine Diablo in that type of role, I am a little bit curious now about multiple things. A, where Troy Anderson's standing is on this team with regards to next season, and just how they're going to use Divine Diablo. Because, Mark, Caden Ellis at certain points last year, they were able to, you know, use him as another pass rusher a lot. And that's really a role that is, despite what people may believe, is well suited for him. So I'm just kind of curious with that, because I have always thought personally that in the perfect world, Jalen Walker could move inside at some point in his career. I know they've talked earlier about just being a pass rusher, but I think he is very well suited to do multiple things, including spy the quarterback and such. So I'm now curious of what Divine Diablo actually is, and he's been misused in Vegas his last, four seasons.
I mean, look, that's fair. I don't, you know, he wasn't exactly on a stellar defense with the Raiders, so some guys are a product of the people around them. And I think it's fair to question whether Troy Anderson is the guy that we thought he was going to be. Remember, I mean, look, he's been hurt more than not, and unfortunately, the flashes that we've seen from him haven't been able to be anything consistent, and that's been part of the problem. You know, the old adage of the most important ability is availability, and just hasn't been around enough to be able to provide the consistency that you need. I mean, for me, again, I'm wondering how much in the big picture this decision really matters, right? I mean, whether it's Diablo or whether it's Anderson, how much dynamically does that change the quality of this defense? How much does that make this defense one that you're gonna need to count on to help essentially a rookie quarterback win games? That you're going to need to be able to get stops at critical times to get the offense back the ball when they're down by a field goal or a score late. I mean, these are the kind of things that are going to decide whether you are a 10-7 division winner playoff team or another 8-9 team that's one game out of the postseason once again.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think that linebacker spot is very crucial because that is the run game is one thing, but that's a crucial position to me because I think that's he's going to be in a spot where he's going to cover guys out of that backfield and also cover tight ends across. He's going to be a cover. I personally have always thought of him when they signed him because of his speed and some of his attributes as a guy that you want in coverage. So I think that could be a very big role. But this whole defense, look, you were incredibly slow last year at linebacker. And on top of that, Mark, your defensive line looked worse than I thought it actually was because your linebackers avoided contact and avoided blocks. They ran around them instead of trying to take them on and use that to fill gaps and try to shed them. So I do think that linebacker spot is big. Look, we saw – I guess, Mark, go back to that Saints game in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Look how good – I mean, I don't see the defense played – phenomenal, but the defense won that game. The offense was not very good. You scored a special teams touchdown. You scored a defensive touchdown. And if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, you didn't score an offensive touchdown in that game. And Troy Anderson had a lot of big plays. In fact, he was the NFC Defensive Player of the Week after that game, if I remember correctly. So when that role is clicking – Now, this is going to be a different defense, but clearly you're much better.
No, I agree. I mean, look, that's one of the flashes of brilliance that you see from him, that you know if you get that guy for, you know, better part of the season, if he stays healthy 17 games, then you have a viable guy on defense that really can turn things around. I guess, you know, the bigger question again boils down to, like, you know, I still wonder what Raheem Morris' stamps is on this defense. Right, I mean, he's a guy who was a defensive coordinator of a Super Bowl champion, and it doesn't feel like even last year, you know, because I remember questioning about it. Would he ever take over play calling? Would he ever put more of an input on the defense? And you know, you get the typical cookie cutter response to that thing. But you know, what does it feel like he has a stamp and an effect on this defense the way he did in Los Angeles to help that team win a Super Bowl? Granted, different players, I understand that, but you're still wanting that defensive mind, the guy that you hired. Because he was a Super Bowl, you know, winning coach, to come out. I don't know if we've seen it.
Yeah, look, I think if you went back and you checked the stats on that defensive winning defense in L.A. that he had, you would be like, that's it? because I don't think they were really as good of a defense. I don't think they were top 10 in most categories. And I'm talking about the ones that actually matter. Now, they could get at the quarterback because they had Aaron Donald and they brought in – they had Leonard Floyd, I think, that season. I believe maybe he came in the year after, but I know some, they had Von Miller. So they were able – it was different players, and they had Jalen Ramsey on that defense. But I think if you go back and look at the last four or five games and the difference of the pass rush because of the way they played coverage, that was his stamp on the defense to me.
Well, we are going to continue this conversation with the Falcons throughout the show all day today, what we've been hearing come out of minicamp. Make sure to take us with you via the Odyssey app as you move throughout your morning. And coming up, how did the first round of the U.S. Open go? And Braves welcome Orlando Arcia and the Colorado Rockies to Truist tonight. What do they need for a successful series? We're going to cover it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.